Today, as we honor the saints, let's also take a moment to remember the souls who still need our prayers. In this video, I want to share with you a beautiful act of devotion that Padre Pio practiced to help souls in purgatory. Stay tuned.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today is November 1st, All Saints Day, a beautiful feast where we honor all the saints in heaven, especially those who don't have their own specific feast day. And tomorrow, November 2nd, is All Souls Day, when we offer our prayers for the faithful departed, our loved ones, and even strangers who may still need our help as they journey through purgatory. In light of these holy days, I want to share a story from Padre Pio and the Souls in Purgatory by Father Alessio Parente. This account gives us a glimpse into Padre Pio's devotion to praying for the souls in purgatory, something we should all take to heart, especially during this time of year. Padre Pio had many mystical experiences with the souls in purgatory. One famous story involves a monk who appeared to him while he was praying in the convent. The monk told Padre Pio that he was in purgatory and that Padre Pio's prayers and masses would help deliver him from his suffering. Padre Pio later discovered that the monk had lived in the convent many years before and had died without having fulfilled certain spiritual obligations. Padre Pio would regularly offer masses for the souls in purgatory, and he urged his spiritual children to do the same, knowing that these souls, once freed, would be powerful intercessors. Now, we all know that the Mass is the most powerful way to help the souls in purgatory. Padre Pio would become so immersed in prayer during the memento of the Mass that time seemed to stand still. Father Agostino, who often witnessed this, noted that it could last as long as 15 minutes. Just imagine the countless souls Padre Pio prayed for throughout his life, helping them in their journey out of purgatory. Only God knows how many souls are now in heaven because of his fervent prayers during Mass. However, Father Alessio reminds us that the Holy Mass wasn't the only time Padre Pio prayed for the souls in purgatory. In the convent at San Giovanni Rotondo, there's a poster still hanging on the wall titled, "An Easy and Brief Way to Assist the Souls in Purgatory." The poster lists different categories of souls in purgatory, such as the souls of priests, the innocent, the forgotten, and those closest to heaven. Beneath the poster is a wooden box filled with numbered cards, each corresponding to one of these categories. Every time Padre Pio passed by, despite the pain he was in, he would stop, pull out a card, and say a requiem prayer for the souls in the category represented by that number. Afterward, you could see the happiness on his face as he continued on his slow, painful journey. Such was his love for the souls in purgatory. Speaking of love for the souls in purgatory, don't forget that from today, November 1st, until November 8th, you can gain a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory by fulfilling the following conditions. Visit a cemetery and pray for the dead, even if only mentally. Make a sacramental confession. Receive Holy Communion. Pray at least one Our Father and one Hail Mary for the intentions of the Holy Father. Be free from attachment to sin, even venial sin. Now, here are some important notes for fulfilling these conditions. It is appropriate for the sacramental confession, Holy Communion, and prayer for the Pope's intentions to be made on the same day you visit the cemetery. However, it is also acceptable if these take place within several days, about 20, before or after the Indulgence Act. Furthermore, one confession suffices for several plenary indulgences, but you'll need to receive Holy Communion and say a separate prayer for the Pope's intentions for each indulgence. Lastly, a plenary indulgence can only be acquired once per day. By following these steps, we can truly help a soul in purgatory reach heaven. I encourage all of you to participate in this beautiful and noble act of mercy. Padre Pio, who was so devoted to praying for the holy souls, would surely be proud of us. Wishing you all a blessed All Saints feast day. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click in the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.